In a dystopian technological realm full of confusion and disarray, three heroes emerged with a message to the masses. The year was 2004. Googlebot struck first, scorching the SERPs. The webmasters fought back, but the battle was brutal and decisive. When the smoke cleared, the webmasters were divided and defeated. Until now, a resistance has started, and the bots have been answered. Tune in to join the resistance and learn to fight the good fight and claim your place in the SEO world. From the minds at Mind Development and Design, welcome to the Mind Your SEO podcast. Be prepared to unlock the secrets of Google rankings and dominate your competition with the knowledge provided by your SEO guides, David Brown, Mark Boyd, and Russ Randolph. Mind Your SEO.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Mind Your SEO podcast. We're those three guys from Mind. I'm Mark Boyd with Russ Randolph and Dave Neo Brown. And to quote the great philosophers Chuck D and Flava Flav, don't believe the hype. SEO is not dead. In fact, Dave felt so passionately about this, and I certainly understand why. He wrote a killer blog post last week on this very topic, and Dave, we really want to talk the hell out of this today.
Can do.
So starting off, all the hype comes from Matt Cutts. You know, when it comes right down to it, if Matt Cutts says it, as he said, you know, several years ago, link building is dead, and a lot of people took that so to heart that they just completely abandoned it. Links are still relevant, not as relevant as they used to be, which we've talked about that before. But now the big one is SEO is dead. Why is SEO not dead, Dave?
Well, SEO, it's all there in the blog post. But to me, search engine optimization is optimizing for the search engines. That's exactly what it is. And you know, I have a Tim the Toolman Taylor reference in there. And as long as people are building vehicles, there's somebody out there that's going to be tweaking them for better performance. It's no difference in what SEOs do. You know, we help out with general marketing. We help out. Our job as SEOs is to find the most qualified targeted traffic to put onto the, to bring in the front door of your online store to get the conversions. So, you know, we were having a conversation earlier, 100,000 unique visitors versus 10 extremely laser-targeted demographic users are going to be just as value as or as valuable as 100,000 people coming in, not buying a single thing, and then finding those laser-targeted folks, your, you know, target demographics coming in, and making 9 or 10 sales out of 10 visits. So SEO is not dead, and this is one of those things. Every time Matt Cutts does say something, and I'm using air quotes here, the cutlets run out, and it's the Chicken Little. Oh my God, the sky is falling! The sky is falling! I'm tired of hearing it. SEO will never be dead as long as people continue to use search engines to find information on the internet and individuals own websites, and they want to rank higher than their competitor.
Yep,
SEO will always be there. I think terms like, I can't remember the professor, I think it was a professor out of MIT or somewhere in Minnesota. I remember reading the article about 3 months ago, telling a bunch of his college students that if you think you're going to go through this communications course and then get a job as a social media consultant or a social media rock star, that's not a profession that's going to exist in 10 years. Yes, social media is important. And doing things properly in social media will help your site rank better. So I put that under the umbrella of search engine optimization. Even though it's so big and everything, it gets its own, you know, little SMO or whatever tag. Mm-hmm. So,
why would Matt Cutts make a statement so bold? You know, SEO is dead, like he did a few years ago. Linking is dead. I mean, do you think it's because of the hype? Well, is he trying to get somebody's attention?
To stir the pot?
No, he didn't actually come out and say SEO is dead. He said that guest blogging is dead. And, you know, there's a little video I put in there of the Yeti and Donald Duck and Bugs Bunny. the Yeti, oh, I'm going to love him and hug him. And
and I will call him George?
Yep. It's actually from Of Mice and Men, which is pretty funny.
That's great.
That reference. But, in our industry, anytime we find something that works and some bloggers get out there and, hey, this really works and this is how you build backlinks, whatever. I did a consultation yesterday for a group out of Costa Rica, and they sent me what their SEO team had said. We write one really good article, and then we have 9 different writers, all based out of America, that use this piece of software that adds lots of different words to it, and we create hundreds of articles and then put those out on other people's blogs. That's called spin text. It's crap. It's been crap since 2007, 2008.
I hated it from the moment I ever saw it, because some of the sentences that you would get when you ran things through that were just really baffling.
Right. If it doesn't read to you like a normal article should read, doing it just to get your keywords in there to get more links back to your site, Google's algorithms continually get stronger to stop spammers. That's why Matt Cutts is the head of the spam team, you know. So he's constantly going up against these guys, trying to get them to stop doing this crap. So what I believe is happening in the guest blogging and the guest posting world is a lot of the chaff and flotsam and jetsam and all that crap, you know, is being blown out the inner tubes. Those guys are going to be gone and looking for the next quick fix, the next scam, the next snake oil salesman type of thing that they can do. Oh, we can do this. One of the things, and I called it as soon as Google did this, for those of you that don't know, when you do a regular Google search, in the upper right-hand corner, if you're logged in, say you have Gmail or something, you're going to get what's called personalized search. It's not opt-in, it's auto. You're already getting your personalized search results. So there's a little globe that you can click that says hide personalized results. Mm-hmm. So what some of these SEOs were doing, and it's really, really cheesy, they'd go and like your website. They'd go give it a +1 on Google Plus and tell you to go ahead and +1 your website. As soon as you do that, and you've probably seen search results if you've ever +1'd a website, you and these other friends +1 this website, right? That puts that website higher in the search engines. Look at that. We already got you up there to the first page for this term. No. Hide the personalized results, the client sites, nowhere to be seen.
Right.
But a lot of clients aren't educated well enough to know, oh, only I can see that on my screen because I +1'd it. So all of my potential customers out there in the world, if you sell an item or a blue widget that can be purchased anywhere in the lower 48, none of those people can see it. Oh, okay. So I just paid this guy to scam me. And realistically, +1ing a website takes less than 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're out there scamming people. A lot of shady SEOs, which we'll talk about in part 2, what you should look for when you're hiring an SEO. But more to this point, you guys both do stellar content marketing for all of our clients.
It's not easy. I mean, you told me that when we first started with this, Dave, years ago. And it is a challenge, and it's really common for businesses to take it on themselves, and then wind up dropping the ball because they realize there is a lot of effort to it. And these changes that Google's made have only made it more difficult. The parameters. I mean, do you think that's a fair assessment that the parameters have really the vice has really tightened over the past couple of years?
Well, sure, they're constantly improving their algorithms, so of course they are. But when you start out doing things the right way, and what I told you is this is not quick, this is not easy, this is not sexy, this is not fun a lot of times, because you have to do a lot of research to find a like-minded site that would actually and create quality content that site owner wants that's going to build value for their readers, and that content's well enough received that they go, hey, this is some great content. And we have a link in the bio, in the author bio. That's it. One link pointing back saying, this person writes for, you know, this website. Hey, this is some really good information. I'm interested in it. And then you drive qualified traffic to it, as opposed to being out on a what we call a catch-all website or an MFA, a made-for-AdSense website, where you're going to find articles about knockoff Prada bags. You're going to find articles about North Face jackets. You're going to find articles about Red Bull. You're going to find articles about John Deere tractors on the same frickin' feed. There's no cohesion or...
No rhyme or reason.
What is this site about? Oh, they just accept guest posts from any idiot. They don't vet any of the content that comes on. They're just doing this and putting up AdSense and hoping that they make some money off of Google for their clicks.
Yeah.
So, that's unfortunate, and I think a lot of those people are going to go, okay, well, if Matt Cutt says that part's dead, that means they've turned something on or they've updated their algorithm, and now we're screwed. We can't get away with this crap anymore. So those shenanigans are gone. Those of us that have been doing this properly, you know, and I had this conversation with you the other day, Boyd. Think of Jay Leno or David Letterman. If they didn't have guests on their show,
exactly,
it would be an hour-long monologue of chin and guys.
Nobody wants to watch that.
No, not for an hour. And they're always looking for quality people and oh, tell us a funny story about this and da-da-da. And there's enough people in every single industry that we can create quality content, put it out there, and that's from marketing. That's from way back in the days of marketing. That has really been adapted to SEO. So while link building is dead, you can't go out and buy links, and sure you can. I know if any black hats are listening, they're thinking, BS, we can still buy links. Yeah, you can. And yeah, it does work for a short while, but as soon as you get caught, talk to any of our clients that we pulled out of last year.
You get caught, you're screwed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're screwed, especially if you go into algorithmic penalty, which we talked a bit about algorithmic penalty on the last podcast.
It's not a slap on the hand anymore.
No, you're so right, Russ.
Hasn't been for a while. So that's one of those. With the manual penalty, it's a lot easier to get out of. But we had a client last year paid an SEO firm $85,000 to build them 97,000 BS crap links. We had to get rid of almost 90%, 99%, really, or somewhere in the 98 percentile range.
And if I could interject for our listeners, that means we literally made a spreadsheet and went through all of these links. We visited everyone.
Contacted webmasters, got, you know, attempted extortions. Oh, we'll remove your links for $30 a link. Get the hell out of here. So disavow requests or disavowing links and then re-inclusion requests. And finally, clients out of penalty. But was it worth it for the short-term gain? No, because for 6 months he was in penalty. And that really hurt him. That hurt his business. That hurt his bottom dollar. If you're used to being on the first page by cheating Google to get up there, and then all of a sudden the rug's pulled out from underneath, you're like, hey, whoa, I'm not in the first 10 pages. What was it, something like 2.3% of the world will go past the second page, which pretty much means you're blinking in the dark. Only you know what's going on. Nobody else has a clue your site exists. So,
and if you're making thousands or tens of thousands of dollars off your website every month, I mean, that can completely deplete your income.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people quite realize that. I mean, we've seen it happen.
Right. Well, and a lot more than that. 10,000 is a loss, too. Like, we'll talk about that off air, but there was six figures plus that were lost on that one account, so easily.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Anywho, so realistically, SEO is not dead. I do believe that it's evolving. One of the things I put up there, and I had a little rant about it, that TED Talk from Sir Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the internet, has less than a million views. Meanwhile, Rebecca Black has 300 million. It's no wonder our industry gets yelled at, right, or made fun of. So this is more tech that's going into, it's more of a coding feel, because we are coding things into the back end of sites that are making Google understand the difference. One of the examples I like to use for one of our podiatrist clients in the past, everybody's familiar with what a corn on your foot is, but there's also corn the band, corn on the cob, there's the Nebraska corn huskers. there's all of these different instances of corn, but when we can say this medical version of corn is exactly what we're talking about, it doesn't change the look or feel whatsoever of the content on the page, but it does let Googlebot know, oh, here's the resource description framework in an attribute. They're talking about the corn on a foot, which a podiatrist would treat. That makes perfect sense. So we don't have to go into further explanation, and you know, a podiatrist probably isn't going to go, corn on your foot, not actually the band corn or corn on the cob, because that would be goofy in content. And I'm not a content writer, so. With all that being said, SEO is not dead. The people that are going out there and publishing that, oh my gosh, SEO is dead, that's to piss people off like me. To get us to go click through and read their blog posts. Stop it. Knock it off. Find a better way. Write some quality content. We'll get there. So that little bell says it's time for us to go to a commercial break. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Google, 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 Google. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these commercial interest endorsements.
Hey, this is Mark Boyd from the Mind Your SEO podcast. You know, there's no worse feeling than someone telling you how bad your website looks, how hard it is to navigate, how busy and amateurish the design is, how, like Bono, they still haven't found what they're looking for. Well, very few businesses know that feeling because people are nice and they won't tell you. They just won't stay on your site and they won't come back. And if there's a problem, you'll only know because your traffic is low. Many of you are making do with a website that you know fits this description, but you don't think you can afford something better. Wrong. Out-of-Sites from Mind Development and Design will give your site the sharp, clean, professional web presence you need. And you don't have to be a technical genius to put your own fresh content and blog posts on there, because it's WordPress and we'll show you how to use it. Seriously, we'll show you. Build your own contact forms with ease. Block spammers with a Kismet, probably the best filter there is. Get more love from Google with the Yoast SEO plugin and cutting-edge RDFA, something your competition probably doesn't know about but will by year's end. And before I forget, Out-of-Sites are responsive design. They'll look great on any device from PC to smartphones. Ditch those mobile sites, people. They're old news and Google doesn't like them. You want your website to look sharp like Joe Jackson, to navigate well like Lemmy, to get found like Rebecca Black, and to have responsive design so you get better response. Visit MindDevelopmentAndDesign.com or call 717-517-8383 and talk to one of our way cool, groovy, out-of-sight people to find out how to make your business out-of-sight.
Mind your SEO.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
Glad you stuck around. We are too. Now back to the Mind Your SEO podcast from the minds at Mind Development and Design.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for sticking around. We're going to touch on a topic here. I run in this, I see this a lot on blogs and forums, people asking questions, what are the right questions to ask an SEO, and we're going to run through some of those, and I'm going to put Boyd on the spot, and he can answer those.
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot now.
That's where I prefer you.
So that red paint and red paint and remnants of chicken on my doorstep were a warning sign, were they not?
Yep, yep.
All right, fire away, man.
All right, so Can you show me examples or previous work and share some success stories?
Well, I wish I could, but we're on the phone, so that renders that virtually impossible. No, I'm just joking. That's a great question to ask. And again, this is what Russ and I are talking about here is straight from Google. They're telling you, here's what you need to ask in SEO. Can you show me examples of your previous work and share some success stories? It's always good to be able to do that, and especially in SEO, there are so many snake oil salesmen as Dave Brown has mentioned numerous times. They're out there, and you have to be careful. Don't be afraid to ask questions, and that's a great one to start with.
And anyone that's getting ready to put money on the line, they're going to want to see a track record. They want to see results.
Absolutely.
So it's not an outrageous question at all. You should expect it.
No, you're right, Russ. It's not outrageous at all.
Our clients are so happy anytime we've ever been asked that question. We have three or four clients that go, hey, yeah, just give them our number. We'll talk to them.
Yeah, and it's a chance to gloat.
Yeah. That's great.
All right, we'll jump to the next one. Do you follow Google Webmaster Guidelines?
Lots of people claim that they do, but it's real easy to figure out if they do or not because you can see the guidelines for yourself right there up online. In fact, that's where we're reading these questions from.
Yeah, and if you're going to find that people that are searching out SEO help, they don't really know the ins and outs to it. So I would imagine it's very easy to say, yes, I do, and then actually do just the opposite without them actually even knowing.
Oh, absolutely.
So, all right. Do you offer any online marketing services or advice to complement your organic search business?
This is one where Dave, I'm going to have to pull you in on this one. Dave, for anybody who's tuning in for the first time, Dave Brown has been doing this since before it was called SEO. And I feel comfortable saying that because I'm older than you, Dave, so you can't tell me that I'm playing the age card there.
Yeah.
But this is where it can get tricky.
We offer all kinds of services. Granted, our core competency in our group is search engine optimization marketing services. So we can help you out with business development, any of these sorts of things. We do have a certified AdWords professional on staff who can do pay-per-click for you. That's not something that any of us on this podcast do. We'll actually have Fabio on one of our podcasts to talk about some pay-per-click one of these days soon. That's where you pay Google for the listings at the top, not the organic listings, which we work on. So and we also work with several agencies that are also PR agencies. So if you have something that you'd like to do that's not in our wheelhouse, we'll gladly hook you up with the best person. We've been doing this for years, so we've seen their track records, and it's always good to get a referral from somebody who, hey, they did really good on this project, let me put you in touch with them. You guys work something out and do that. So, yes, we do offer additional other than just SEO. We're not just changing out title tags and meta descriptions and calling it a day.
Dave, do you think it would be fair to say that if you're looking at other marketing services or advice to complement your organic search businesses to read verbatim off of here, do you think it would be fair to say that if you're getting into AdWords, you really want to find, even though it can be hard, find an AdWords person, which we're lucky with Fabio, who has a respect for SEO so that you don't have an adversarial relationship there?
Well, sure. It absolutely helps if they have, and that's one of the great things about Fabio working for a lot of our clients. When he's looking at something that's really difficult or expensive in pay-per-click, he can talk to our team and say, hey, guys, this is really expensive. What can we do for the organic on this particular term? I'm seeing some really good traffic and some conversions over here. Let's boost this up for this particular term. And so you guys know, a lot of our clients have thousands of key phrases that they do rank for. Not all of them are first page, first position. That's almost next to impossible. But identifying what the key I'm losing my train of thought here. The key competencies of our clients are and what they're trying to do to convert into sales, whether it's a service or a product, a blue widget or what have you. Being able to work well with your PPC guy, your SEO department, your PPC department working together hand in hand, you know, we hold hands and skip down the beach. It really does make a difference. So I've worked with several PPC professionals over the years. Some of them are great, some of them not so great. And that's why we've brought Fabio on. He's awesome. Well, every single one of our clients he worked for last year had a massive ROI. So
yep,
that's good. Excellent.
Good deal. Yep. All right, what's next, Russ?
This next question, I love it, because by asking this question and listening to the answer that the SEO gives, you can tell a lot about their integrity. So what kind of results do you expect to see, and in what time frame, and how do you measure your success?
Boy, that is a great question, Russ. I love what you said, though, because you're so right. If you're listening to what the SEO tells you, you will know whether or not you need to work with them. And one of the first things Brown told me when we started working together was if somebody says, "Oh, we're going to get you first, we're going to get you a top number one ranking on the on Google or across the search engines," or something like very definite like that, run the other direction, because nobody can guarantee that.
Or ask them where they picked their crystal ball up at.
Oh, exactly. Now, one thing that I did see is some of the companies would tell you that, and they would do a press release or a quick article that would get up on Google News, and it would be at the top of Google News for about 5 seconds before, you know, some other stories came in and pushed it down the Google News newsfeed. I've seen that happen before. And I've seen some SEOs that would get you ranking so they could show you that you're number one for this search term, but it's a search term nobody had ever put in. But right. For people who don't know any better and are trusting, they can get fooled by that stuff.
Right. There was even a guy, I can't remember his name now, I think he got the the killer name of SEO douchebag on the shortly after a PubCon I attended. He had gone out and run a press release and said that he can guarantee rankings first page on Google within 24 hours. Well, all he was doing was outbidding everybody else before Google had implemented their, I'm not a PPC guy, but their quality score for the pages. So he was just outbidding everybody for the pay-per-click. And, oh, look at that. There you are, first place. Yeah, you stop paying, you're not there, and that's a lot of times much more expensive than spending the time and getting the organic results, which actually have a higher click-through rate. So anywho, and the time frame, it does take time to get people up there, and we measure our success. We don't work with anybody that doesn't have analytics installed. We can take a look at, you know, we had a client, the firm prior to us had got them one lead, one referral in a 1 year time span, and we've got them up to about 20, 22 a week now. So, and they're humming along, doing really well, and that to them, to the client, that's how they were measuring success. They wanted people to contact them so that they could sell business. One contact a year off your website, what do you even own a website for? What are those guys doing with your money you're paying them every month? It doesn't make any sense. So, mm-hmm. We measure our success based off of what the client would say. Well, and that's one of the questions we have on our intake form. How would you measure success? This is what's important to me. Okay, this is what we're going to work on with you and get you there. So that's how we measure success, is directly related to how they measure it. So, and I'm going to zip through these next three real quick because they're kind of inane, but what's your experience in my industry? We don't always have experience in every single industry. And in fact, we have a non-compete. So if we're working with a podiatrist, we will not work with another podiatrist, especially if they're in the same city type of thing, because who do we rank in the first position? Oh, well, this client pays us slightly more or whatever.
Exactly.
That's not fair. So in every industry, there are so many things that are the same that, you know, we can figure out how to sell blue widgets in any industry. It's not really a problem. Experience in your country and city, we pretty much only do lower 48. We've done a couple of Canadian things. City level, that's going to be more your organic local SEO, which we know how to do that. It's just a matter of logging in and doing a bunch of work that's not quick, easy, or sexy. It's just you've got to put your head down and do the work. And then experience developing international sites, we're not the developers, we're the SEOs. We do have a 5-man development team. And they've built some really amazing stuff. So whether that's local or international, I'm not sure why that would be a question Google's asking. But and then the most important SEO techniques, you know, that really comes back to I'm a huge fan of. And when the link building thing happened, we went directly to RDFA. And I liken that to turning on a light switch or turning on a faucet. We had a client that was only doing 135 unique visitors a month. They're up to 435,000 unique visitors a month now in less than a one-year time frame. And we did not build a single link at that point. We had started doing some content marketing right around there, but it turned on a light switch. Those guys had to go out and hire, five new people to handle all the new traffic. So that's one of the greatest things we get to hear. Whoa, 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 hold up. Can you guys slow down a little bit? We're not ready for this. You better get your stuff together because SEO done properly is like pushing a snowball down the top of a mountain. It gets big quick. So, you need to be prepared for that. And that's something that you guys should all consider when you are hiring a competent SEO company. So, and how long have you been in business? Between the three of us, we have 18, 19, 20 years, somewhere in there. Mind has only been in business since 2009, but that's pretty good. And then how can I expect to communicate with you? We talk to all of our clients every Monday and Tuesday, depending on the day that they have assigned to them. We do that through JoinMe, which is a screen sharing program. And the second part of that question, will you share with me all the changes you make to the site and provide detailed information about your recommendations and the reasoning behind them? That's pretty much what we do on those calls. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we expect to see. And then we always take a look at, back to why we require the analytics. If we don't know where we came from, we have no idea if what we've done made any difference. Are you making money? A lot of times people come in, I don't know how to set any of this up. We go in and set it up. We want to make sure that people are making conversions, that people are getting referrals, that people are being contacted. Otherwise, it's really hard for us to prove our value. Our value is we're doing exactly what's important to you, and that's how we measure it. So when we make any of those changes, we always explain it. And the great thing about explaining it, it's audio and visual at the same time. You can see the changes. You can see the analytics reports. You can see Webmaster Tools, the changes that are being made. So
we're talking about what the SEO can do, but you want to touch base just a little bit on, we always assign the client a little bit of homework.
Well, yeah, a lot of time the clients want to do everything they can to help. Sometimes they just don't have the time. They throw their hands up and say, hey, you guys take the wheel, steer the boat. We trust you guys. You had great results for these other people.
Some clients like to be involved, though. They enjoy it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that clients can do. Sometimes we ask clients to do stuff, and I don't have any time for that, and blah, 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 you do it. So, and that's fine. But nobody knows your industry better than you do. So one of the things I love doing with our clients is the Friday roundups. And we have some clients that just kick ass and take names with it. What's going on in your industry this week? It shows that you know what you're talking about. You have your finger on the pulse of your industry. It's kitschy. It's light. It's fun. It's entertaining for a Friday blog post. It's not a white paper from MIT where you're going to read it halfway through, have to take a nap or, whatever. So, not that everybody has to take a nap when reading that, just me. But, did that answer your question, or did I just ramble?
No, that was good.
Okay.
Well, Lord, you were born a rambling man, but you always hit the point.
Thank you. I do tend to go off on tangents.
But there tends to be some good information in those tangents, and they're entertaining.
Good. I do what I can. And then there's just a couple of other things down here towards the bottom of this page that I'd like to touch on real quickly. And the first one's hilarious. These are all in bold. We'll put the link up when we put the podcast up so you guys can go through and read these. In bold, be wary of SEO firms and web consultants or agencies that send you email out of the blue. Amazingly, we get these spam emails too. Dear Google, I visited your website and noticed you're not listed in the most major search engines and directories. Obviously, spam. Hit your spam button and turn it in. The second one, no one can guarantee a number one ranking on Google. Beware of SEOs that claim to guarantee rankings, allege a, quote, special relationship with Google, or advertise a priority submit to Google. And they go on to say there's no priority.
This happens all the time.
Right. And I wanted to touch on this because people are constantly asking us, you know, Google comes right out and says on their page, be wary of any SEO that guarantees a first place result. I can guarantee that we're going to do our best work to get you where you need to be. That may not always be first place. You know,
back you think, would it be fair to say it depends on the competition? Because if you've got competitors who have been doing SEO properly for a few years, it's basically like you're in the Boston Marathon, and your competitors have a 13-mile head start on you.
Right.
It's not that you can't improve your position, but sometimes it is a larger mountain to climb.
Right. And the example I use there too, back when I met you and back in 2007, Boyd, we were both. I was brought on as a contractor. You were a full-time employee there at GMHV, and yep. I was brought on to rank them for home value and home values, the singular and the plural. They yep. were nowhere to be found in the first 10 pages of the search results, and I was going up. That was the same time Vanessa Fox left the Google Webmaster Help team and went on full-time at Zillow, and you know Zillow is a home value website, which is very large. Hopped on there. There's a couple of things that are going to matter. Yes, your competition. Zillow and Caldwell Banker beat us out. The best I could do, I got us to rank third across all the data centers for home value and home values with a much microscopic in proportion size budget than what Zillow or Caldwell Banker.
Oh, my God, yeah.
When companies like that are spending millions of dollars on advertising and they go, here's a $15,000 budget, can you get us the first place? Well, no. I'm sorry. When I'm going up against a $1 million budget, I mean, people have to have realistic expectations when it comes to things like that. But we will always do our best to get people up there. And we have done some really huge ones. We ranked for Tool and Tool, you know, when there's 1.3 billion other people out there trying to search for it. So, and then the only other one I want to touch on real quick, too. You should never have to link to an SEO. That drives me up the wall when I see somebody's website and it says, web design and SEO done by, and a footer link. That's so cheesy. If you paid them for that, that's like going and buying a Chevy Camaro and the dealership going, hey, we're going to put this huge Jerry Chambers Chevrolet sign down the side of your door. Hope you don't mind. No, this is my car. I just bought it. I don't want to have to get a driving advertisement for you. It's poor form. Google doesn't suggest it. It says right there on Google's page, you should never have to do it. So take Google's advice. There's some really great stuff in there. Again, we'll include the link. There's a lot of content there. And I think, Boyd, you had a teaser for next week. We're going to do a little local SEO 101 type of.
Oh, yeah. We've got a we've come across this question a lot. And what is the difference between my Google Places listing and my Google Plus listing? And we will tell you about that on the next podcast.
All right. From all of us at Mind Development Design, this is David.
This is Mark.
And this is Russ.
We'll see you guys next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, remember, turn on, tune in, and rank.